Thank you, Faiza. I'm Daniel Dukwasi from University of Florida, presenting on effect of plant growth regulators on the greening and cold storage of tango and sugar bear varieties. The fruit for the fresh market requires color and then the pure hood, which means that it should be without blemish. But it's influenced by the chlorophyll breakdown as well as the carotenoid biosynthesis. And this is really regulated by the environmental factors, nutritional status, and hormonal balances as the fruit mature. It depends on variety. It depends on the variety because it's an interplay between our interaction among gibberellin, abscisic acid, ethylene as the fruit mature. So here, down here, as the fruit is maturing, the ethylene production level remains stable, but at this stage, it becomes very responsive to ethylene treatment. And at this period of maturation, gibberellin decreases as abscisic acid concentration increases. So ethylene abscisic acid was tried in pure coloration of navarrete oranges, and it was very responsive to ethylene treatment as compared to abscisic acid and air treatment. So these two new varieties that are being grown in Florida now, that is sugar bell and tango, they are all mandarins. The market requires uniform pure coloration in addition to the internal qualities. So we evaluated gibberellic acid and abscisic acid in how they can influence the pure maturation. So that we know that gibberellic acid restrains pure maturation, whilst abscisic acid promotes maturation or the coloration. So this work focus on how these plant growth regulators and cold storage and degreening could influence the pure coloration of these two varieties. So there were, as said earlier, sugar bell and tango, and the concentration for the abscisic acid is 1 millimolar, 20 parts per million for the GA3, and then the control. The fruits were harvested, about 40 fruits were harvested, and then there was pre-treatment of the plant growth regulator. The purpose of the pre-treatment is to make the fruits sensitive to ethylene. So it was kept in a cold storage for 6 days, and it was evaluated for 6 days interval. So after 6 days interval, the cold storage continued, but a section of it, that is half of the samples of each treatment, was sent to the degreening room where at the degreening room it was divided into two. That is half to a room with 29 degrees Celsius temperature and then 95% relative humidity without ethylene. And then with ethylene. So this was the process. That is, in the degreening room, 48 hours at, as said earlier, 29 degrees Celsius in temperature. Then the color was measured at 2 days interval. That is, the initial, the 48 hours. Then there is post-ethylene effect. After you've applied your treatment, subject to degreening, and you've taken to the normal room, is there any change in coloration? It was also evaluated. Then I said the cold storage was evaluated, the pure color was evaluated 2-6 days interval, while the degreening room was evaluated 48 hours interval. And the chromometer was used to assess the color as the data was evaluated using SARS to check how significant the influence were. So in cold storage, I had similar results for tango and sugar bell. So this is for just sugar bell. From the field, These were the initial readings, and by day six, they were not significantly different from themselves. That is, it may happen that there was pure coloration, as the mature green was turning a little yellow because there might be an inherent heat in the fruit that compelled the fruit to change color. But from 6 days going, in fact, I evaluated it to 18th day, and it was stable. It means that cold storage can stop pure coloration. So, in my quest to degreen or advance the coloration of Tango, I subjected it to 95% relative humidity in the 29, as said earlier. And this post-air effect is after for the 96 hours. That is after first 48 hours and then the second 48 hours. And surprisingly, abscisic acid that is known to enhance pure maturation was rather restraining here, and GA that is known to restrain coloration was rather promoting. Porat in 2016 said that yes, citrus fruits can be degreened, but gibberellic acid can reduce coloration at 2, but at 7, which is higher, it rather promotes coloration. So with ethylene still degreening Tango here, yes, when you compare the before degreening, they were somehow the same. After 48 hours, that is the degreening effect, they were not significantly different among themselves. But from the post ethylene effect, you could see that there was advancement with the abscisic acid. Though it did not completely turn the orange color, but you could see that the control and the GA were not really responding to the coloration as expected. Now on sugar bell, the inverse of GA3 and abscisic acid has happened here. That is, here abscisic acid and gibberellic acid are running a little restraining coloration as compared to the control. With ethylene, that's the green sugar bell with ethylene, there was tremendous enhancement of coloration. And that is during the greening and then the post-degreening effect, which may mean that for sugar bell, when the stage that were, these fruits were harvested, they were very responsive to ethylene treatment. Wang in 2016 redefined the ripening stages of citrus fruit and said there is breaker, there is color, there is full color, and there is full ripening. These fruits that were subjected to this treatment were at the breaker stage, that is when it has started coloring. And you could see that it's very responsive. This is a picture of what's happened. This is the initial ones, which is the breaker stage, and then with sugar bell, without ethylene, and then with ethylene. The same thing applies to Tango. So my conclusion is that degreening with ethylene enhanced pure coloration in sugar bell more than Tango, whilst ABA treatment has promising effects on Tango mandarins. ABA seems to be having sensitive effect on pure sensitivity to ethylene in Tango. Cold storage slows or stops pure maturation in both varieties. This work is still ongoing. It will be repeated this year to review the ABA and ethylene concentration for degreening of Tango, and then ascertain the GA3 concentration appropriate to delay pure maturation of Tango and sugar bell. Thank you very much.
Determine your rate of abscisic acid versus your rate of GA3.
Please, can you repeat the question?
Yeah, your rate of gibberella in these studies was 20 parts.
Yes, yes, sir.
And given that 1 millimolar is around 225 parts of acetic acid,
yeah,
do you think you might see a different effect if you tried them at similar molarity?
Well, the work is ongoing, so we have proposed that when we are repeating the work this year, we use different concentrations of all the GAs, and if with even the ethylene, we have to adjust it